Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Did you know there are four angels that stand at the four corners of the earth? Well, that's what Revelation chapter 7 says. John speaking. Immediately I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, standing steady with a firm grip on the four winds, so no wind would blow on earth or sea, not even rustle a tree. How powerful these angels must be, servants of the Most High God. We know the Word tells us that they are neither male nor female. Messengers, beings assigned to the heirs of righteousness and to do the works of the Father. The four winds of the earth, He holds them in His hands. All dominion, all power is in the hands of our mighty God. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequately equipped for every good work. The Word tells us, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. We're called to be discerners of the times. Do you feel there's something coming? Have you ever noticed on a hot summer's night there is a time where stillness can cover the area where you are, and it's so still, so quiet. You know a storm is coming. Something's not quite right. Have you ever experienced that, and later to find out a tornado touched down not too far from where you were? Or maybe you were in the midst of the storm? Storms can be very destructive, very frightening. And one of the things that you learn as a young child, seek a place of safety. Whether it's in your basement, some place where there's protection away from glass, away from those things that might explode, that might hurt you. The Word of God encourages us to come to the secret place of the Most High God, to come to that intimate place with Him. So when those winds of adversity blow, we will not be destroyed or injured. Reading from Psalm 91, verse 14. Because He has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. The Word of God speaks about the east wind more than any other winds. In Exodus 14:21, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea, dry land, and the waters were divided. The east wind allowed God's people to cross over on dry land to that place of safety. But Pharaoh's army was destroyed. To be obedient to God, to follow Him. God's people followed Moses. They believed that he heard from God. Pharaoh's army was fighting against the will of God. Pharaoh would not let God's people go. Oh, to walk in that secret place, to listen to the Spirit of God, to be obedient, to have the cloud by day and the fire of His presence by night, to seek Him, the one who truly does love us, and not the spirit of this world. Exodus 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. How important not to have our heart divided. And sometimes we're not even in touch with the fact that we have a divided heart. Oh God, deliver us from secret sin. The Egyptians had many gods. They worshipped bulls and cows and vultures and hawks and crocodiles, frogs, serpents, cats. And that seems so strange to us. And yet the Lord, He admonishes us by the power of His Spirit in Romans 1. Verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks, but they made futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures." Oh, when we do not give God honor, when we do not see His beauty, when we do not see His miracles all around us, see the reflection in the stars, in the trees, in the clouds, in the face of a child, the miracle of life, the miracle of love, to see the world as a reflection of His glory, to worship the Creator and not the creature, to worship the Creator and not what He has created. If the east wind is blowing across your soul, it is not for destruction. It's to bring us to repentance, that we might turn again and worship Him who is worthy of all praise. It seems to be so surprising, and maybe not so, when trouble comes into our life and situations that we can't seem to handle, how we refocus what's really important in our lives, and we set our priorities straight. And a lot of the things that we think are important or we must do, have to do's, we find are non-essential. And we find that relationships are the most important. God being first, our spouse being second, our children, the things that are really important become very clear. And all the other things that seem to bother us, irritations on our job or with neighbors, or the many irritations that come into our life, the job not going well, seems so unimportant. Life and death is important. Love is important. Salvation most of all. And in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. The Lord wants to bless His people. He loves His children. He desires to send the south wind. Reading from Job 37th chapter, 17th verse, "How thy garments are warm when He quieteth the earth by the south wind." Reading from Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." To be in His presence, to be in right relationship with Him, to be in the blessings, to stand in the blessings as His children, to feel His comfort, to feel His love. Regardless of what's going on outside, in the world around you, no matter what the news says, no matter what the weather really is doing out there, that the south wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing across your life, and you feel His comfort, you feel His presence, you feel His blessings, you feel His warmth, His love. What a wonderful place to be.
of the Father's love, washed in blood, sweet forgiveness for a life. Of a million years, washed within, filled with comfort for a million tears, knowing that your love is all I need to get by. Your hand is over me all my life, my Father. I love you, my Father. I love you, my Father. Of the Father's love, washed in blood, sweet forgiveness for a life. Here I stand in the blessings of a million. Filled with comfort for a million tears.
We love to be blessed. We love to feel His peace and His presence. Reading from the Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. We are the garden of the Lord, and we need his wind coming from the north. We need his deliverance to come into our lives and blow the debris away. Just as fall comes and many times leaves are around our plants and twigs, papers, things that should not be there, we rake up some things. But when that wind blows in the fall, when the north wind comes and blows through our garden and blows through our yards, it seems as though the Lord has come with a very large rake and a broom and cleansed, and everything looks so nice and clean. It's as though He uses that which He has in the natural to clean our yards, and He blows through our lives by His north wind of His Spirit to deliver us and to set us free from the non-essentials that we're so caught up in, those things that we think are so important. And we find out that when God touches our lives, those things that we thought were part of our personality, part of who we are, were really the part of the powers of darkness. He comes and He blows away the fear. As we yield ourselves to Him, as we claim His word, as we forgive, resentment leaves, and that spirit of unforgiveness that has had us tied for so long cannot stay any longer. As we meet our God of love, for God is love, so hatred has to depart, resentment leaves, unforgiveness goes. Doubt goes as we believe His word. Unbelief too. As I allow the Spirit of God to blow through my soul and deliver me from those things that are dark, those things that are damp, those things that will kill, steal, and destroy. Those things that block out the love of God and the love that I have for others, and even keep me from receiving love, and keep you too. To let go of the past, to let go of non-essentials, and to come to that new place in Him, that place of freedom, liberty, beauty, where the fruits of the Spirit can just bloom in our garden. The sunshine of His love can just beam right in there. And we can produce and do the works that God had in mind for us before the foundation of the world. Blow, wind, blow. Blow away those things, O God, that are not of You. Those things that have kept us from coming into all You have for us. We want to be free. Free indeed. Manifesting the fruits of Your Holy Spirit in our lives and anointed. Father, we desire that double anointing that comes from Your throne.
Lord, Your glory divine.
to live to worship Him, not just on Sundays, but that attitude of worship, all the time practicing the presence of God, that thankful heart. That's what God's looking for, a thankful heart, a heart towards Him. He blesses His children, and He's looking for those that will just concentrate on Him, think about Him, being in this world but not of this world. We're foreigners and aliens here, just passing through, doing a good job as we go, spiritually, seated in heavenly places, at the same time being ambassadors for Jesus, loving, giving, forgiving, nurturing, spreading the good news of the gospel wherever we go, being helpful, being who He wants us to be, walking in His grace and His mercy, filled with the fruits of His Spirit. As we know, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and the west wind blows from the setting of the sun. There's only one place in Scripture that refers to the west wind, Exodus 10th chapter, 19th verse, "And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts," the plague, "and cast them into the Red Sea, and there remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt." Restoration. We need deliverance. We need the south wind of His blessings. We need to be restored. Allowing the past to go, allowing that which is dead to be gone in our lives, to forget that we forgot. And we know that when we ask God's forgiveness, He remembers our sin no longer as far as the east is from the west. And yet, it's so hard to let go of the hurts that we have suffered, the judgments we have made against others, to allow the past to go, to believe that God is doing a new thing in our lives, to stand in the blessings, but to walk in the blessings, for the blessings of God to be a reality in our mind, to put on the mind of Christ, to bring every thought under subjection to the tearing down of strongholds. Once we were no people, and now we are His people. Once we were lost, and now we're found. Once we were cursed, and now we're blessed. Once we were dead, and now we're alive. Once we had no future, and now we have eternity. Called to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years, and we have no fear when the angels from the four winds come, for we have been sealed as the bondservants of the living God. No fear of the future, no anxiety in the present, because we've entered that secret place of the Most High God. So when the winds blow, we'll still be standing. God loves you with an amazing love. Mary Winchell here.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.